Okay, check it. So here's how it started. I threw a scavenger hunt in my senior year of high school. And on the list was two people in your group having sex on video. I leaked this information out a week or two before the actual scavenger hunt, so that way people could prepare instead of doing that on the spot. So I'm at Taco Bell with Anthony, and fucking my phone rings, and Tom and his girlfriend are on the phone, and their video cameras broke, so they ask if they can fuck in front of me to get the points since their camera was broke. So I said yeah. I was like, alright, I'll meet you at my house. So like, also on the list was if a girl in your group has a shaved vagina, that was worth points. But if you shaved it in front of me, then you got more. So we get to my house, right? And they're always fucking grabs me and fucking pulls me into the bathroom, and then Anthony comes in, and then Tom comes in, and they're always like no, and pushes Tom out of the fucking the bathroom. Like, that's her boyfriend, and she pushes him out of the bathroom. So I'm like, alright, whatever. She starts shaving her fucking pussy, right? And fucking, she just like strips butt naked and throws water on her pussy and starts shaving it with like a big fucking like disposable razor. She cuts her fucking pussy up and she's bleeding like all over like herself. Not a lot, but just little spots, right? So like, once she shaved her pussy, I was like, cool, alright. And she was like, alright, now let's go fuck. And I was like, alright. So we go downstairs and fucking, I walk into my room and her and Tom fucking strip butt ass naked. Tom's fucking all scared and shit, you know, like, cause he's got a fuck in front of me, which is totally understandable. But, what happens next is just the best, man. So, Tom fucking, you know, he starts getting his dick sucked, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, yeah, you know, whatever. So, like, I'm watching and fucking, like, Tom's just, like, fucking her, like, mad hard, right? Like, just tearing this bitch out right on the fucking couch. And, like, I get up, like, 2-3 fucking inches right up there. Tom's cock going in and out of her fucking pussy. And, like, I fucking just get right up in that shit. And I fucking put my hand under my fist under my chin. Like, you know, the thinker? And I'm standing there like, yeah, you fuck that pussy, Tom. And then, like, all of a sudden, Tom, like, freaked out and got soft and couldn't stay hard. So, like, he looks at Tara. He's like, you think you can, like, you know, do what you were doing before? And, like, bam. Nero just drops to her knees and starts sucking Tom's cock, yo. So, fucking, Tom just can't get hard, and he's staring at me. And, like, every time he moves, he's, like, covering his dick with her head or something, or grabbing a pillow and shit. And, he's like, dude, yo, you gotta get out of the room, and then I can get hard. And then, I'll fuck her, and then you can come in and watch me fucking. So, I'm like, alright. So we go upstairs and like there's like has to be like 10 people hanging out upstairs and fucking they're like, what's going on? And I tell them everything that's going on. So we come downstairs and I got this Dutch door in my room. So like, you know, top and bottom fucking go together and shit. So fucking we get like fucking there's like me and like four other fucking people and we're staring through the fucking crack where the top and the bottom door meet, and we're just watching Tom fuck this girl, right? Like, just tearing her out. She was fucking grabbing Tom's nipples. I've never seen anything like this anywhere. In real life, in porn, and anything. She grabbed Tom's fucking nipples so hard and pulled them so far away from his chest, they had to be like 5 inches off of his chest. And Tom wasn't even fat, you know what I'm saying? He had like a six pack and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had like skin tight, like chest, you know? So like, she was just stretching him shits like rubber and shit, like stretch arms for him. So fucking, so like, I go back in the room, right? And I kick everyone out, and then I'm watching Tom fuck her, and she's like, yeah, fuck me. And like, I look, and like, cause she cut herself, like, shaving and shit, like, all the blood was on Tom. There's Tom had blood on his stomach, and she had blood on her stomach. And let me tell you one thing, first off, this bitch is the whitest bitch you'll ever see in her life. She's like powder. Like, I mean, like, albino. No pigmentation. Like, dead ass white. She's hot as fuck, and I'd still pay to fucking have sex with her right now. And fucking, what happens next? Oh yeah, so they got blood all over them, right? And I'm like, God, this shit is funny. The phone rings, and I'm like, I'm not picking that shit up. So like, all of a sudden the answering machine goes off, and fucking Anthony is on the machine, and I look up, and he's in the window, fucking staring in, watching them fuck on the couch. And when the machine picks up, he's like, making porno, making porno. And then, like, Tom got soft again. And then I was like, that's it. You know, like, you guys can just give up now. But all this, yeah, they pretty much, they fucked to win a scavenger hunt. If that's even worth it, I guess, whatever. But anyway, point being, it derives such a great story and the greatest saying of all time where Tom's like, you think you can, like, do what you do before? And then when he's getting ahead, he's like, Yeah. Sam, you think you could, like, get outside and I'll get hard and, like, fuck me? He just talked like a fucking idiot for some reason. But, they ended up winning. So, I guess whatever. No, actually, they lost. They lost. That other girl's group won. That's a whole nother story. This bitch deflowered this kid on videotape. But, yeah, so, like, pretty much that was it. That's the legend of Tom. That's why we call him Gay.